With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police Department is asking for help finding a missing Native American woman. 37-year-old Melissa Beeson was reported missing by family March 23rd. Police say she was last seen on Monday, March 17th, during the late afternoon. At that time, Beeson was seen walking on Indian Village Road near Wayman Lane in Lac du Flambeau. She was walking towards Highway 47 wearing red sweatpants, a black sleeveless shirt, and a gray sweatshirt. Beeson is described as 5 feet 7 inches tall with a medium build, brown hair, and brown eyes. She has numerous tattoos, including on her neck, arms, and legs. Police say Beeson's family is extremely worried about her and joins the Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police Department in seeking the public's help in locating her. Anyone with any information at all regarding Melissa Beeson on her possible whereabouts is asked to call the Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police or the Vilas County Sheriff's Office. You can find photos of Beeson at WXPR.org. A judge has set a $1 million cash bond for the man accused of killing a woman in Vilas County. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got a 911 call from an address in the town of Cloverland around 10:30 Friday night. The caller said a woman had been found who appeared to be dead. Deputies found 61-year-old Kelly Johnson dead of what was called unnatural causes. Early Saturday, 56-year-old James Johnson of St. Germain was taken into custody. He's been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and use of a dangerous weapon. Facilities within the Three Lakes School District are in need of major repairs and security upgrades. It's going to voters on April 1st to find out what funding they approve. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
More than 2.5 years ago, the Three Lakes School District started assessing the various needs of its facilities. Things like aging boilers and bathrooms, limited learning spaces, and outdated security measures. Three Lakes District Administrator Terry Maney says these are the needs of the district that need to be addressed sooner than later.
That's what brought us to the point of saying, you know what, this is where we're at. It would be wise to bring it to our public for their input and see if they are interested in supporting going forward with some of these needs.
Included in the priority list is securing entrances, upgrading security cameras and the fire alarm system, enlarging and remodeling some classrooms, updating the HVAC system, and improving accessibility to the stadium. After various studying and committee meetings, the district found the most cost-effective way to upgrade would be to fund them all together.
From a fiscal responsibility perspective, it made sense to say if we could have some support in doing this bigger project right from the start as a one-ticket item.
Voters in the Three Lakes District will see two questions on their ballot. One is asking voters for nearly $19 million to cover the costs of the infrastructure, safety, and security needs. The other is for more than $2.5 million to improve athletic facilities, including replacing the track, adding a concessions and bathroom building, and expanding the parking lot. If both are passed, the estimated tax increase is about $58 for every $100,000 of property value. Planning would begin immediately. Maney hopes construction would start by this time next year. If they fail, the district will have to reassess how they'll get money for these projects.
The problems are not going away, and it's not like these were the things we want. These are truly the things that we feel we need are quite a critical necessity for our district.
The questions are on the ballot for the April 1st election. We have a link to more information at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
It's a full ballot for the School District of Rhinelander School Board. 8 candidates are running for 4 seats. The Rhinelander High School Student Council, in conjunction with the League of Women Voters of the North Woods, is holding a school board candidates forum tomorrow morning. All the candidates have been invited to participate. It's being held at Rhinelander High School. Doors open at 8:30. People will be able to submit their own questions for candidates. The forum will be from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. People are asked to enter through door 1 at the front of the high school. You'll need to bring your ID to check in at the main office. The forum will be moderated by 2 student council members and facilitated by the League of Women Voters of the North Woods and the Rhinelander High School Student Council. Selecting native species for spring planting can beautify your property while helping the environment. The Wisconsin DNR says native plants help provide for natural pollinators like butterflies and bees. They say that many of the non-native plants that we put in our yard don't have much ecological value. If folks plant native species, that can help keep the ecosystem healthy. Kevin Doyle is a botanist with the Wisconsin DNR.
There's a lot of these small plots of land, even though each individual one is small. When you add them all together, it's a huge swath of our country. And so if we can start to convert some of that to native landscapes, we can support healthy communities of these animals and these plants that are declining.
Blazing stars, goldenrods, and spiderworts are examples of plants that provide support to bees, butterflies, and moths. The DNR says native plant sales are starting to pop up around the state and will do so until around June. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Michigan is home to more than 470,000 veterans, yet many have never accessed the military benefits they're entitled to. That gap in support prompted one veteran to take action. Crystal Blair has details.
More than 8 million U.S. veterans are 65 and older, nearly half of the veteran population. Many face isolation, depression, and struggles transitioning to civilian life even decades later. Iraq War veteran Joshua Parrish is president of the nonprofit VetLife and is working to change this. As a veteran, Parrish has battled mental health challenges himself. He notes that many feel a loss of purpose and betrayed by the government they once served.
If you can give these veterans or help cultivate the sense of purpose, the sense of identity, and just make them feel like a person again, I feel like that's going to drastically reduce the veteran suicide rate.
Many veterans also rely on VA pensions, Social Security, or disability benefits, making it crucial for them to know and access the resources they've earned. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.